Ghosts are everywhere.
Hello.
Hi.
I feel so weird today. I don't have a microphone, so I'm just like speaking into the air. I don't have anything to speak into.
Yeah, it's like you're doing like a grade five like presentation, like to the class. Mm-hmm. It's like mm-hmm. you're standing up in front of an empty classroom.
I'm doing a speech. In this speech, I'm going to talk about ghosts. And I'm going to talk about ghosts.
Oh boy.
And I'm Cecilia, and I'm going to talk about ghosts. And I have also here someone else is going to talk about ghosts.
That's right. I'm Carly, and I also am going to talk about ghosts because this is Ghosts Are Everywhere.
Yeah, baby.
And we're not alone today.
Do you hear some little giggles in the back?
I hear some that are not particularly I'm a giggler. Ghost gigglers. Oh.
Giggle. That belong to either of us.
That's right.
Whatever could that be?
What could that mean? I think that
means that perhaps is it perhaps a guest or two?
Or two, if you will. Oh, I think so.
If you want.
If you wish, if you hope, if you dream. Mm. Yes. Hell so, yeah.
We have some friends that have a spooky podcast of their own.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, they do. So we have Melanie and Tilda, the Chosen Two. That's what it's called, right? I'm not butchering the name.
It is indeed the Chosen Two.
Nailed it.
Yay! You want to tell us about it? You want to plug it right off the bat?
Yeah, let's do it. During COVID and stuff, I was listening to a lot of podcasts. And I just thought to myself, like, kind of fun to do my own podcast, and my friend here Tilda is very into Buffy. We're both very into Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and what's better than just sitting around and talking about your favorite show with your best friend? So very similar to what you guys are doing, but you know, your favorite topic. So yeah, we just did it. We just went all in, and yeah, it's going really good.
And you're going like episode by episode on Buffy?
Yeah, we're rewatching it episode by episode, just kind of like breaking it down, giving our opinions, our know-it-all-ism kind of expertise. Some facts maybe people didn't know and would find interesting. We get in some little like friendly arguments and
arguments over who's like the bigger fan and who knows more apparently between us.
It happens a lot.
Yeah. And you know what, we were doing this with the podcast anyway, so we're like, we might as well record this and let the world hear like our daily conversation basically.
Yeah, and Buffy's still like a huge show and it has such a huge fan base. We actually met on like a Facebook group for Buffy. Like that's how me and Tilda met.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. That's so funny. That's
I know. So funny. Nerdy and adorable.
So cute. So and cute. How far you've come. Now you have a podcast about it.
Who knew?
We're the real deal. We take it very seriously.
Very serious. Truly. Yeah.
We should join some ghost groups. We don't belong to any ghost groups.
We should.
Groups. Now I feel like.
If anyone knows of some groups on Facebook for ghost.
I know. I feel like we're like underqualified now. I'm like, whoa, no. Should we even have a podcast? What the heck?
Yeah, we're not in any Facebook groups about ghosts.
No.
That's okay. You guys are experts. I've heard your
we
episodes.
We are experts.
You
we
do
know
your research.
All about ghosts.
That's true.
It's all the things.
We know everything. We're ghost experts. And that's why we brought you guys on, because you are also ghost experts, perhaps?
I've definitely had a lot of ghostly experiences. So.
Yay! We have not. We always love to have people on who have.
You like to live vicariously through us. It's,
exactly.
100%. Absolutely.
So yeah, we have some questions for you that'll get us talking about your little ghostly expertise. So first of all, right off the bat, easy, but also the hardest question, do you believe in ghosts?
I do, yes. Do you, Tilda?
Yes and no. That's a mixed bag for me.
Okay.
I've had a few experiences that'll make me believe, but not. I'm a little bit more of a Scully than a Mulder.
Okay.
Love that. Love that.
But Melanie, you're like all in.
Absolutely. I mean, I've definitely had a fair amount of experiences that's like kind of hard to say, like, okay, like eventually you can't really explain all this away. So I think there's an energy. I don't know. my energy out there left over when someone dies.
So in what capacity would you believe in ghosts? Do you think it's more of like a philosophical thing or like an actual physical being, like a concrete thing?
Well, the experiences that I've had are super, like, some of them are actually like physical and like just like super real. So I mean, no, not like not philosophically. I think it's like the real deal. I think it's a physical thing. Like, I mean, I've heard it, I've like felt things like physically. So yeah, I don't know. It's there. It's happening.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to hear some of my
we'll get
I have
there.
All my little stories like written down on my phone. I'm so prepared.
Love. So good.
Yep.
What about you, Tilda? What do you think? Why are you skeptical?
Well, I'm skeptical only because I'm one of the like you haven't seen it, so it's not there sort of situations. Okay. But I definitely do think there's stuff out there that you just can't explain that are beyond like just rational explanation. But I'm just not one of those like, oh my God, like if my, you know, my condo's haunted, there's like a ghost standing right behind me right now sort of thing. But I've definitely had experiences where I'm like,
oh my
that,
God, Tilda, that. What's behind you? What is that?
Nice try.
Oh yeah, I guess you can see behind you.
No, see now, if she was like, oh my God, Tilda, there's a spider behind you, I just would have jumped, but that's a whole different.
I should have done that. Damn it.
Yeah.
Because you believe in spiders.
Yes, because you can see them and they're terrifying. But yeah, no, it's not that I try to like, it's I'm one of those like, it's out there probably, there's stuff that's happened, but you know, not always like, oh my God, they're among us right this second in like every aspect of like another dimension, kind of like touching walls sort of deal. But I do love the stories. Like I do really indulge in like the shows and the stories and the folklore.
Okay. Yeah. So probably kind of like the same as us where we're like, wait, we don't fucking know. I've never seen anything, but so many people have told us stories that you can't just like completely shut it down.
Totally. Yeah. We're a little on the fence ourselves. Like not on the fence, like hell no, but on a fence, like as in we haven't had enough experiences ourselves to like feel very strongly and concretely, but also we just know something weird's happening and we're like, we don't know what that is.
Have you guys ever gone somewhere that's like haunted?
Totally. Yeah. We've been a few different places. The very first episode of this podcast was based on a trip we did when we were in LA. We went to the Queen Mary, which is like one of the most haunted like ships, I guess, cruise liners. We've been to the Cannon Knitting Mills in Hamilton and Aquamar in Hamilton and Niagara on the Lake. We did a fun ghost tour. Yeah, we've been a few places.
And you never felt anything or?
Not really.
Yeah, like when we were on the Queen Mary, I remember hearing like something weird. And then I was like, Cecilia, why did you make that weird noise? And she was like, I didn't. Ooh. And I was like, did you? Like, I felt like something whispered in my ear. But I've never seen anything. So for me, like I can explain away a sound, but I feel like if I were to see something, that would be maybe a different story, but I've never.
Maybe it's just easier for them to communicate like audio wise, whether like for ghosts, but they can't really be corporeal. You know?
Yeah. Well, I'm like, we've heard people and there's like a lot of folks who believe that like there's different ways that like maybe spirit communicates or like ghosts can communicate. And for some people, like they're just more receptive to different like ways that like maybe I am just more receptive to like audio. But even that, I'm like, no, Carly, you just made that up. So yeah, like you're just tired and hearing things in the subway again. Like, yeah. So it's a weird thing. But yeah, the more that we talk about it, the more that the more fun that it is. So the more we collect people's stories, because that's what we're really in it for, is we're in it for the stories of it all. So
well,
Carly, do you want to ask the next question then?
I surely do.
Get into
this is a good
it.
One. So this one's for both of you, obviously, but it's, do you have any personal experiences with the paranormal?
Yeah,
I do. Have a list.
She's got a lot more.
Hell yeah.
I have a list. I also like stole stories from my family members because I have
that.
Some
Amazing.
But I like
Amazing.
To give you the full picture here. So yeah, I grew up on a farm outside of Barrie, like in Springwater. It's like over 100 years old. It's like on like 100 acres of like farmland. super old, a decent size. It's two floors. We actually like brought, like my parents like lived in like a little shack when they had my first sister, and they actually took part of like the shack and like attached it to like their new home, like the farmhouse. So that's where that's where my dad like sleeps, in like the back area. My mom sleeps in our old library, because like they have very different sleep schedules. So just a little context into this house that I'm going to be talking about. So some of our first experiences were actually when my sister had kids. So my sister has three kids. So when they were babies, my mom used to like take them and like change them or like hang out with them in like her room. And every time she did this, like she laid them down on the bed or whatever and like do her thing. And all three of them, when they were babies, they would just stare at like a corner of her room and just like laugh and smile and like interact with something. All of them at different, like, because they're all different ages. Like this happened throughout all of their little tiny lives. No, and my mom just always kind of like was like, oh, maybe like something, a nice spirit is looking over, looking after them or over the corner. And I don't know.
They're all looking in like the same direction.
The same corner, interacting with something up there and laughing.
With a nice spirit.
A nice good time.
There's nice ones and there's not so nice ones. I'll talk about the stairs. So there's these stairs that we have that go upstairs, obviously.
Yes. Do they go downstairs too?
That's those the are thing different stairs.
Yeah. Well. There's this socket, like a where you plug things in. Is that a socket? Yeah.
Yeah.
And at the bottom of the stairs, the socket, for whatever reason, sometimes they'll just shoot stuff out of it. Like if you plug something in, it'll just like push it out. And like won't let you plug in there, which could obviously be explained away as like electrical issues. But also there's been various times where like I've come down the stairs or like people have come down the stairs and something trips you at the bottom. Like something, I've been physically like something tripped me. Like I didn't slip, like something like hit me and like tripped me like right around like that one area at the bottom of the stairs. So that's happened a lot. And more things. Oh yes. So when my nephew Liam was a kid and he'd come and like visit in my sister's old room, this one room is like has a little more activity than the other rooms, like ghostly wise. So when he was young, like he could like talk and stuff, but like he was still like very young, she would hear him like upstairs like playing with like a ghost kid and like laughing and like running around and like talking with him, and she'd like ask him about it and he's like, yeah, like, you know, it's like my friend, like, ugh. But then like some nights he would get like, he would start like crying and like screaming, and like she'd come in and be like, what's going on? And she's like, I don't like the person that's in here, like he, like there's someone in here with me and like he's mean, kind of thing. So there's like a ghost that like he doesn't like that like disturbs him at night. He told Molly that one scares him. So
no!
is it the same like kid she that thinks, he's playing with who's also a piece
I don't
of
know
shit?
Molly right, just at night he's kind of an asshole.
Yeah, he just gets really grumpy at night.
Molly thinks that one is a kid and one is adult. The adult like scares him and the kid's like,
oh,
fun.
No, there's a mean adult in the room that's
apparently not- and no, like who knows what's allowed. Happened in this history of this very old freaking, it's so old, and we're pretty sure that someone has died there a long time ago, like the first owners. I think they died. And then experience with me and my mom. So we're home alone, like watching TV, and then all of a sudden we hear like something running around upstairs, and we just like pause, and we're like, what, like what's going on? And we just like stare at each other, and like she's like, do you want to go like investigate? And I'm like, no, I don't want to go investigate. Like that's how you die in every movie. Like you don't go up and like investigate the strange noise. So I kind of just like went to the bottom of the stairs and just kind of like looked up, and like we hear like the noise again, like something running around. I'm like, okay, no, we're just gonna like sit here and just like wait for it to like stop. And just we just kind of like we're just freaked out the entire night until finally my dad came home and we're like, what? There's something upstairs.
Did it sound like a person running around, or was
it? My mom has also heard on so many occasions, she'll be sleeping and she'll get woken up by like what she thinks is like the kids running around upstairs, and then she'll like scream at them like, quiet down guys, and then she'll like realize oh my God, like the kids aren't here. Like I live alone. Like there is no children. That's happened like so many times. So there's just a lot of activity happening on the second floor for whatever reason.
Is it all in the same room, kind of? Is it that little kid ghost running around?
A lot of it happens in like the two, there's like three rooms upstairs. And a lot of it happens like the two rooms that I did not grow up in. Nothing ever happens in the room that I grew up in. Like I was always like safe. That was my room. But yeah. The other two, like there's a lot of weird stuff going on in the other two rooms.
Mm-hmm. I'm officially thankful that the one time I was going to sleep over there, I didn't. I think I knew like subconsciously to get out of there because I'm like, yeah, I'm just gonna drive home, like I'm good. And then just now I'm really thankful hearing all this.
You would have been safe in my room. My room's safe. There's no ghosts in that specific room.
Probably just,
like, but run like to the hallway quickly.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what if I have to, like, go to the washroom or something, like knowing me I'll be trapped in a horror movie. Yeah,
you'd probably get tripped going on the way to the
that's
washroom.
True.
Good to know. I'm steering clear now.
Wait, and there's one. Oh yeah, and then my own personal experience in this apartment, I have some fun stories for that because I actually even looked up. So like when I first moved in here, it was like 4 years now. We didn't have laundry at the very beginning. So I went to this laundry place just down the street and I saw this picture on the wall and I realized that's my building. So like this is like my apartment building being constructed in 1914. There's like a horse. There's like a horse carriage on like the road and stuff. Like it's cool. It's like, this building is like over 100 years old. And then I was like, just right now, while I was like trying to like think of stuff, I realized I'm like, I never really looked up like what's happened in this apartment, like the history. And I found something and it's very disturbing.
Oh my God.
So in this
breaking news.
Yeah, it doesn't say which apartment, but in this apartment building in 1991, a man stabbed his wife. And then he was shot dead by the police when, like, they came to get him. Yeah.
She
was stabbed in the heart and lung. And then, like, the police, like, came and tried to like, get him. But, like, he tried to fight back and they shot him to death.
Oh, my God. I wonder what apartment it is. I wonder if anyone lives there.
I know. Like, they'd have to tell me, right? If, like, even if it happened in 91. I don't know.
I don't know.
That was born in 91.
Laws are a little weird, so.
Yeah.
Anyway. I don't know if they have to tell you.
But yeah, but that leads me to the things that I've happened here in this apartment. It's actually a way more physical thing other than being tripped. But here, on various occasions, around like 3 or 3:30, it's always around that time, I'll just be like sitting like laying in bed or like sitting in bed watching TV. And then I'll just feel something move across my bed. And I'm always like, oh, like, is it Sebastian? And like, no, he's like across my cat. he's like across like on the ground, like just staring at me. I'm like, oh my God, like something's literally move. I can feel like, I don't know, like, I don't know if it's like hands or like just something like crawling across.
Do you have a ghost cat in your apartment?
And no, it sounds like a ghost cat, right? Like, yeah. It doesn't sound like a human, but it's like small, but like I can like literally feel like my entire mattress like move. And I'm like, okay.
Oh my God.
So I just like sit there and I just let it kind of happen because I don't know what else to do.
Yeah.
But it's always just so scary because it's such like a physical, like I can feel this. This is happening. This is real. Like it's legit. It's right there. So that's happened various times.
And it feels kind of like your cat like pawing across your bed.
Yeah, like just slowly moving across my bed. I'm doing like this with my hands. No one's going to see me, but
yeah.
It's a little freaky.
Well, maybe it's a nice ghost cat.
Yeah.
I mean, it's never like hurt me or anything or it's just like very it's a spooky feeling.
Yeah.
Just wants to, if it crawled up on me, that's a whole different stuff. No, that's too far. You've gone too far, ghost cat.
You're not invited, ghost cat. But yeah, just a few little pats. That's really really
just wants me to know that it's there, I guess. I
just saying hi.
I guess. Just swinging in. Maybe it's a ghost. I know it is Toronto. It could be a ghost raccoon.
Oh my god. How cute would that be? Because like real raccoons in my apartment. Can give you rabies, but ghost raccoons can't probably.
That's true. Ghost raccoon giving you ghost rabies.
It's in my bed though. That's not I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I like the idea of a raccoon in my bed.
Oh yeah, those are my stories, guys.
Yay! So then, did you have any experiences to tell us about?
My goodness, only one, but nowhere near any of that in terms of like the physical, I guess.
Yeah.
But even in listening to that, I have to say, I'm convinced, and I was going to say this before too, I'm convinced that children can see. Like, because we were talking about like, you know, like some people are more prone to like hearing things or whatever. I'm convinced, and I know there's, we'll talk about this on our podcast, but there's a Buffy episode on that too with Dirk Kinderstad. Mm-hmm. And I'm convinced that kids can see the supernatural and hear the supernatural more than, you know, adults can. I don't know why. I'd love to look at the psychology behind it. So I don't know. I don't know if we could just grow out of it or what, but from my end, I've only ever had one. And I didn't think of it as a big deal until I learned that my mom had a very similar experience like years later.
No way.
We used to live in a house in Markham, and my room was facing like the back, like the window was facing the backyard. And so were my parents' room, like the master bedroom right across. And we had a pool. So usually at night, you could see the pool reflecting, right? You kind of see like that white, like whatever, especially if like the backyard light was on. So that was all fine. But there was one night that like when I was going to sleep, I woke up because sometimes I just wake up in the middle of the night and I saw like just a green light in the corner of the window. And like, it was there for all of like maybe 10 seconds, but I was so like half asleep. I didn't think about anything and I fell back asleep. It was fine. I didn't even think about it the next day. And then like maybe about a month later, same thing gonna happen. I woke up, but this time I was like gonna get water, and I realized there was like a green light on the chair. Like I have a chair in my room, like a lot of people do, where you just throw all of your stuff onto it. That was my chair, and it was at like the foot of my bed. And I didn't think anything of it again because I kept thinking it was the pool reflection or like the neighbors, like something. Like I don't. It was just the light. So I'm like, light reflects off a lot of things. No big deal. But it was more like the one in my room was just brighter and it was a little more intense, and I could have sworn I was seeing it move. But I was half asleep. I didn't think anything of it. But then I told that story to my mom, like literally years later. Like we moved to a condo now in Scarborough. And I was talking to her about this like 2 years ago, just as a joke. And I was like, yeah, I don't know what was going on at the pool, but I'd always see like a green light reflecting. And she was like, and I just explained it to her and she asked me what it was about. And she goes, well, she's like, there's a few times I woke up, because my mom's more of a night owl. Like she wakes up at like 2 in the morning and then just watches TV through the rest of the night. And she's like, I woke up a few times and her mirror was at the foot of her bed, and as was mine actually. And she goes, I saw green light in the mirror a few times. And she's like, the first time I thought it was your dad, that he was awake, like, you know, whatever, like maybe bathroom light was on. Thought nothing of it. But she said continuously, like just throughout, like every couple of months when she'd just wake up, she'd see like a bright green light in the mirror. And she's like, oh my God, maybe there was like something in that house. So like we made jokes about that now. Yeah, but there was like nothing like tangible kind of thing. It was just like, what were we seeing? If like I attributed it to the reflection of the pool through the window. And then, but she's like, no, like the way that she was facing, like the reflection didn't, the window went out, but she wasn't directly over the pool like I was. So she was like, how would it have, like, it's the total opposite direction. So we were talking about it and we're like, hey, that's a little freaking weird. So now like I don't have an aversion to mirrors at all. Like I'm not too into that, but with certain things now, I don't face mirrors my way, 'cause it freaks me out. Like I had, I rearranged my room and right now the mirror, like I've got a big mirror. I don't know if you can see it, but it's behind me. But it was at the foot of my bed and I started getting really freaked out by it being there. 'Cause I'm like, I just don't want it across from my bed. 'Cause I've really into the story. So I've heard of stories of like things coming out of the mirror and, you know, spirits living in mirrors. So I'm like, I'm just gonna, like, I'm like, I convince myself, I'm like, I don't believe, but just in case, you know, I get attacked in the middle of the night by something crawling out of it. I'm just gonna like, just move that so it's not facing. And I had to take my other mirror down because otherwise it was going to be two mirrors facing each other. And I'm like, that can't be good luck in any way. So yeah, I'm like, it's weird. 'Cause like, I have a thing with mirrors where like, I like having them and stuff, but I'm like, now after all that, I don't know. I don't know how I feel. And I'm like, I don't know what it is, but no mirrors for me. No like ring type Yuri characters crawling out of there.
But yeah, you gotta make sure all your mirrors are in the right spot so that they don't freak you out.
Yeah, I know that's like the basis for like feng shui and things like that, but like I'm generally convinced, like I'm one of those people that like I think that there's a portal in there. Like there's stuff going on in there, spirits going on there. So I'm like, I'm not going to mess with them. I'm just
okay. You believe in that? All right.
Yeah. Right. You know why? Well, my whole thing is I like Yurei. So I like Japanese ghosts and Japanese ghost stories. And they're big with things like mirrors, like hauntings in that way. And all the movies like The Grudge and The Ring and stuff are based off of their spirits. So that's something that I'm more interested in. but it's not that I believe. I'm just, it's that unexplained. It's freaking me out. And it's I don't want
just in case.
Yeah. Just, you never know if something's going to crawl out of there. No, to be
safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just minimizing, just in case. You never know.
Oh my
it's
God.
Like
yeah,
a,
I love
in
that.
The pantry, like you put a like a can of beans that you'll never eat, but you're like, just in case.
Yeah.
Just in case you want the beans.
Just in case I'll put my mirror near my beans and away from my other mirrors. Not facing my bed just in case.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like I'm still this person that like, I mean, feel free to make fun of me here. Like when I was living in the house and still living in a condo, which is a whole one floor. If it's dark, I do the run to my room thing. Like I'll do that thing where I'm like, oh my God, there's something behind me, and just run to your room, like that anxiety. Yeah. So
classic.
I could like tangibly not believe, but then something in me is like, no, there's something there.
Yeah, you don't have to like 100% believe in it. You're just like, it's in the back of your mind being like, just to be safe, I might as well run across my room or like make sure that I don't like look in that corner or turn all the lights on just in case.
Yeah, still don't, you know, don't hang your leg off the bed because there's something under there. Like,
classic.
Yeah, the classics, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, make sure to have a bed that doesn't have like an underneath, so then you're safe.
I totally have an underneath.
Yeah, I was gonna
say. It even has like a little curtain so you can't see in under there. So I'm always like, oh, what's going on under there?
Maybe
that's where the raccoon lives.
Yeah. Aw, hangs out under there, and then at, like, 3 a.m., it's like, oh, Mel's probably asleep. I can come up.
Oh, God.
Is everybody ready?
Ready.
Okay. So when do you first remember being, like, introduced to the idea of ghosts? Like, what started your interest, do you think, if you can remember?
That's a good question. I guess probably like film, like movies.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, my parents let me watch a lot of things that probably wasn't appropriate for me. They didn't care about that stuff. So I started watching like ghosts, like supernatural, like fantasy stuff when I was very young. And I guess that always, I've just always been since that been very interested in the supernatural and like what we can't see or what is possibly like out there, because I don't know, just in general, like life is a little bit boring and I just convinced that this can't be all, this can't be it, like there has to be more. So being able to like escape your reality and like watch these movies and films and maybe fantasize that there's something out there, so I don't know, it's pretty appealing.
Did you always find them really like scary, or were you always kind of like, eh, whatever?
Some of them do. I'm always impressed when like a film or a movie is able to like actually scare me, because I do like being scared and I do like watching horror movies. Some of my like The Conjuring, like Insidious, those movies scare the crap out of me. James Wan is a master.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I like being scared. I think that Tilda feels very differently, and it's always it's a struggle to get her to watch a horror movie with me, and then she blames me for being scared for the next week. She's like, you did this to me, like something happened, and it's all because of this movie, and I'm like, all right, okay.
Yeah, because I have to drive home in the middle of the night and then just live in my terror for like the next couple of days.
But it's fine. Like, ghosts don't exist. Demons don't exist. It's all good, right?
It's different when you watch it. I'm very like, then I'm just hyper aware of my surroundings as soon as I watch a scary movie like that. And then I'm, you know, afraid of like things jumping up from behind the couch. And because I've had instances where people have scared me while watching a scary movie. So it actually made my experience a lot worse than just enjoying the movie itself. No,
that's so mean.
Yeah, I know.
So scary.
I have one notable one that like, I mean, like when I was young, I used to like to watch, I don't know why I did this to myself. I get so scared and I'd watch those like documentaries where they gave like real ghost stories of like in jails and things like that where people have like
hurt
themselves. And then like I said, like the Japanese folklore, so I got really interested in like the I forgot what it's called, like there's a name for it, but the suicide forest in Japan and all the stories there of like the compass not working and people going in and never coming back out. And I used to watch all those documentaries because I thought it was so fascinating, and then I'd freak myself out. But then years later, it was the year The Grudge came out, and we were watching that with some friends. And we were in like a big house alone in the dark, and it was fine. I actually was okay for the most part until one of our friends said he was going to go to the bathroom, goes out the front door, goes out around the back. And then where we were sitting, there was like an L-shaped couch and there was like a series of windows behind where I was.
Oh God.
And he had like, oh my God, he had these like big silver braces too. So he literally stuck his face on the window with his like teeth and everything and just started screaming. And ew. I jumped and I hit my head on the coffee table, like in front of me. Yeah, no. I literally fell off the couch. Like, I don't typically have a lot of like physical responses to things. Even when I do get scared, I just kind of go, ah, and like I freak out. But that was one of those, like, it's like a cat kind of jumping into the air. And ever since then, like, I was just shaking after that for like a good hour. Like, guys, Tilda's not okay. Get her some water. Like, this isn't good. And then ever, like, it just kind of started the snowball of like, I couldn't watch scary movies and I kept worrying that something was behind me. And then I just got freaked out. Like, I got freaked out by Scary Movie. Like the one that's supposed to be a parody. Yeah.
The like funny, okay. The funny ones.
Yeah.
The not so scary ones.
Yeah. What scene was it? There was something.
I love that movie.
I love it too. Scary Movie 3.
I can't think of anything that's scary. Oh, Scary Movie 3?
Specifically. Like, I love that they did Signs and the others. Like, there's scary movies that I like that I just enjoy because of the story. But there's certain things like jump scares I can't do. Like, even scary video games. Like, if you leave me alone to play it at night, I'm like, no, there's zombies. Like, I can't do this. I need, the anxiety goes up. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. When I was a kid, like, jump scares would scare the shit out of me. Like, I couldn't watch anything if I thought maybe that there was going to be like a jump scare. Could not do it.
God, and those like,
I get that.
That with the scary face, the amount of times that's gotten me, like, no.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
So. Yeah. I was so traumatized by this as a kid.
So I can't do it. Yeah. So go into any theater now and literally like, this is just me. I know people can't see me, but like my, just behind my fingers, I watched I Am Legend and one of my friends was like, I said later, I'm like, oh, that was actually a pretty good movie. She's like, did you even watch it? I looked over at you and you were just like this the whole time. Like, yeah, I did.
You're just covering your face.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. That's
really funny.
Kylie.
This is a good one. And it's kind of twofold, but it's one might be easier to answer than the other. But we ask it because we don't know the answer. So that's why I'm gonna leave with that. So if you have an answer, great. If you don't, that's cool too. But we've been talking about how you more or less both like are kind of sold on the idea of ghosts. So we want to know, what kind of proof would you need to either A, believe in 100% concretely, or 2, disbelieve in ghosts? It's like, what kind of proof would make you go either way? Or is there any proof that would make you go either way? And what would that look like?
I'm just going to start by saying very directly, like, for me, the main proof, the only thing would be seeing. And even then, because I'm a big psychology buff, I'd be like, oh my God, my brain's deteriorating. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's that. But I would have to, like, actually, you know, awake, like, not like in the middle of the night, hear or see something very vividly, like surround sound or like just scent and all, something that exists. But I don't think there's anything that'll make me go the other direction to disbelieve. Like, I don't think there's going to be enough. Like, look at all the science we have now for literally everything, and there's still nothing to concretely say something doesn't exist. Like, when it comes to things like that, I think it's just so like unending and vast that you just can't concretely say. But to believe, to fully be like, oh yeah, that thing, that for sure, has to be seeing or hearing vividly while I'm like awake and completely conscious.
Totally. Yeah, it needs that experience.
It would be nice to like have an experience of like seeing, like, I don't know, like a man standing there at 12 in the afternoon, you know, and like I go up to him and go through him, and then I'm like, oh, okay, I'm like, that's a ghost. Because a lot of my experiences have been like night, you know, like I've had experiences, experiences that I cannot explain. There's no explanation. Yeah. So like I am like swayed in that way, but it would be, what was that? I like heard some weird noise. Oh my God.
A ghost?
Are you going to get your experience right now?
Is it happening? Okay, am I
manifesting a ghost?
I'm sorry, so I'm going to blame myself on that one. I forgot that my Alexa always gives prompts.
I knew it. I heard the Alexa. So, I knew it.
Yeah, at 7 o'clock every day, it's like, this is a reminder for song quiz if you want to play. And I'm like, fuck, why did I turn that notification on? Because it freaks my parents out too. For a while, they're like, Tilda, there's something in your room. I'm like, no, it's the Alexa. They're like, what do you mean the robot talks? I was like,
well, the Alexa doesn't count. All right. Well,
yeah, fair enough. Sorry.
I was excited, but
was it a ghost or was it Alexa?
Right. Something during the day. Yeah, I don't know. Like we've had experiences that like weren't like late at night or anything, but it is kind of strange that like a lot of these things happen only at night. And I guess like maybe that's, I don't know, you're more heightened at night. Like you're more like I don't know. So just 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Let's experience something.
Daytime.
Let's have the raccoon come out during the day. And when a friend's there.
And you need to be able to see it.
Yeah, well, that'd be nice. And a friend's there to also experience it. Because it's always, like, better when you have someone else. And it's like, hey, like, you're feeling this too. You're experiencing it too. I'm not just crazy.
Totally.
Yeah, that also helps. I feel like that is the only way that I would, like, really, really believe if I had someone else to be there to, like, also be on the same page. And, like, yeah, I absolutely also saw that too. Yeah, I feel like we have friends who have stories like that where it's like more than one of them were there to experience it.
Yeah.
And I have those experiences.
Kind of stuff,
but
is wild.
It was at night. So I don't know. Maybe my mom are just like, I don't know, scared being alone at night. I don't know. It is strange though.
you needed to happen during the day.
Yeah, I don't know. The kids just like to play at night for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't all those kids.
Nighttime kids.
Yeah, those night
go
kids.
To bed. Oh God.
All those ghost kids. They just. When will they sleep?
When they're dead. No, they're already there. Never. No.
So what do you think? Like makes a ghost, like what are ghosts do you think it's like someone dies and they are there, or do you think it's like a spirit or a demon or something like that?
Ooh, I got
like, what do you think is
go ahead, Tilda.
Okay, I was gonna say I've put a lot of thought into this one. For that one I would say an intense emotional reaction. So I find I don't know if it's from the shows I watch, the movies, or just in general, like all the stories that even I've read in any folklore, the most intense ones that you can actually see and feel or, you know, hear are the ones that died with an intense emotional reaction. It's usually anger. So like died brutally, murdered brutally, like something really intense. That I find intense emotional things are the ones that spirits stay here and don't cross over to somewhere more peaceful, and that stay in that kind of middle ground where they're still like walking the earth because like they have unfinished business. So that line of thinking, that story for me is not only it is the most true, I guess, but it's also my favorite because it's like unfinished business. You didn't get peace. You, I don't know. It's the dying aspect, but it's also the emotional and intensity of the dying that I think keeps them around.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense.
That's also like kind of sad though. The fact that like, you know, they're already dying in a terrible way. And now like they're stuck to like wander around angry and
but, like that's what like poltergeists and stuff are too, right? Like they're trying to lash out and they're trying to like nobody can hear them, nobody can see them. It's like they're trying to resolve whatever it is that they're going to resolve. So they say a lot of ghosts and stuff are misunderstood for that reason of like they're not trying to hurt you, but they're trying to get out whatever it is that they're going to get out and trying to attain help somehow, but like they just can't and they're stuck. And I don't know, I think it's scary, but I also think that's kind of the point.
They're just trying to like get your attention rather than hurt you.
Yeah, or maybe they think that you're somehow the cause of their harm by like living in that house or whatever you're living in and just lashing out at you because they can't, you know, get peace in any other way. So I think it's just they're miserable and unpeaceful. And I can't speak to the good kids though, and the good ghosts are never really.
Yeah, because I have so many experiences with like just calm kind of like nice ghosts. So I honestly can't really explain that, because I mean, to my knowledge, like no children have died on like the property. Like why are they there? Why are we experiencing that? Why are the children running around? So that is a good question. And like, why is this thing going across my bed? Like did someone die in this apartment? Like would you think that they'd be, if they died in that violent way, then I don't know, they'd be more violent than just walking across my bed. But
was your raccoon brutally murdered in your apartment?
Exactly. So that's a good question. I don't know why these experiences have happened or are happening. Like I said before, I don't know, just like maybe an energy, like I don't know, can like ghosts just move around freely? Like are they, I don't know where that, I don't mean, I guess I understand where it came from, that like, you know, you have to like where you died is like where you have to stay kind of thing. That's happened so much in movies and film. And I don't know, like that's not what I've experienced. So I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah.
An energy.
So it sounds like what makes a ghost is like a traumatic incident of some kind or a high energy incident. And then ghosts could be, yeah, like what remains, like an energy or a spirit or the vibes, for lack of better, you know, just the general raccoon
vibes.
Just the vibes. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Maybe there's other dimensions, I don't know, that we can't see, that we're like literally like
just
across the precipice. Mm-hmm. Of, like, I don't know, our visual, I don't know.
Yeah.
We have a lot to discover, so who knows? Yeah.
There's so much we don't know.
Yeah. The only thing I know is that I have no clue.
Yeah, so there's a lot that I don't know. I don't know a lot of things. So.
Mel, we brought you on here because you're supposed to know everything.
Hey, ask me anything about Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I got it. I know about those demons. I know about those ghosts. I know why they exist. Mm-hmm. But real ones? I don't know. When you find the answer, let me know.
Okay, we'll do.
We'll keep you in the loop. Do y'all have a favorite spooky place? Could be anywhere in the world.
That's a good question. I've always wanted to like go and like stay at like a haunted like hotel or something. Mm-hmm. And see if I experience, because I know there's a lot of those. I don't know if I have a favorite. Let me think.
Yeah, we can come back to you, Mel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hilda, do you have any favorite spooky places?
Oh, Suicide Forest, 100%. That's my it's a weird thing to be excited to say that's my favorite, but I mean, it's because I like things that are, even with any ghost story, the more based on a true thing that it is, the more compelling it is for me. So even with the movies and stuff, but for Suicide Forest, it's fascinating to me because it's still going on as somewhere that people consistently die and bodies are found and remains are found. But they're saying that all those spirits are still haunting the place. And the more I read those stories about people going in, and like I said before, compasses not working, or some people like taking a string with them, like a taper, to try and find their way back out, because apparently everybody that goes in, nobody comes back out. So, and they said that people, they've seen like cut tape lines on purpose, things like that, that have been removed, people that have tried to get out, but just have remained lost. So it's a place of like high spiritual energy, I guess. And that just fascinates me, because to this, there's like warning signs. If you were to go there now, it's been blocked off to the public for the most part, like trying to, I guess, but still just there. And there's a ton of signs warning people like to turn around, don't go in. And there's also positive reinforcing signs of like your life is valuable, like if you're trying to go in to kill yourself. And so now there's that question for me of, are people necessarily going in there, you know, voluntarily, which obviously some are, or is there like a pull to that? Like, is there like that kind of, you know, people say it's like calling me, or like they feel this compulsion to do a thing. So that always just fascinated me. And it's by far, like, I've looked at a lot of places, haunted castles, insane asylums, things like that. I actually did stay for a night, bad idea. And it's insane asylum just out of Markham overnight once, but I was a kid. When I was 13.
It
was like 13, 14. And I made friends with some kids in my neighborhood, like that, like all they did was like drink and smoke and stuff and whatever, but they were like down the street from me. And we went, and it wasn't a riveting experience. It was just mostly like them being pranksters of like going to the second floor and pretending to make noise and freaking the rest of us out sort of thing. So we stayed the night, but it wasn't like a sleepover kind of thing or whatever. We just kind of like walked around, did stuff, tried to freak each other out, the Bloody Mary thing, because we thought we were being funny. But yeah, it was just this like broken down. It was like a really small thing that got converted to a hospital, but before that was supposed to be served as an insane asylum. And it was mostly abandoned to the point of like no beds, like nothing there anymore. So we were just like sharing those stories. And one of our friends that grew up in Markham was telling us those stories. And yeah, it wasn't anything. I didn't have like an experience there though. It was just kind of everybody pranking each other. But yeah,
just kids being funny.
Class, being
silly. Trying to be. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay, I thought of one. The Bermuda Triangle. That's always. Yeah. Where did those planes go? Where did those ships go? What's going on there? I don't know. That's always really interested me. Like, that's just so spooky and mysterious. And I mean, I'm not going to go there and check it out because no. But yeah, that's a really cool, thought-provoking mystery, mythical, I don't know what I'm saying. Words.
Do you have any like thoughts of what it could be? Like, do you think there's like a gravitational pull, or like aliens, or like a government conspiracy?
Wouldn't aliens be so cool? Wouldn't that be the best answer? That's because I feel like there's no, like, I don't know, ghosts in the middle of the ocean. Who knows? I don't know.
Ocean ghosts.
Right?
Ocean ghosts.
Could be a sea monster.
Dead sea captains and stuff under those abandoned, like, ships and stuff.
Yeah.
There's plenty of the ocean is also haunted as fuck. There's like ghost ships and stuff.
Oh,
there's
so much going on. It's a whole thing. It's a whole can of ocean. Yeah.
Does that still go? Do boats still go through there and planes and stuff, or do they just avoid that area altogether?
I assume they avoid it. I don't know.
I know. I'm just curious.
I should look into that.
Yeah. Yeah. We should do some more research into the Bermuda Triangle. How, like, big of a triangle is it? Let's see.
I don't think it's a small one. I think it's, like, it's rather big.
Oh, shit. No, it's huge.
Yeah, it's, like, a bunch of ocean. Like, I'm pretty sure you can't really avoid using that for some of the places. Right?
Yeah, like, here. It's big. It's, like, beside, like, Florida and, like...
Yeah.
Of course it's beside Florida. Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, like from Florida to Bermuda to what? Puerto Rico?
To Puerto Rico, yeah.
Yeah.
That's one version of the Bermuda Triangle area.
Okay. Yeah. We love a multiple version queen. We love having options.
There's so much.
That's really fun.
So Wikipedia says that it could be paranormal, could be aliens, could be compass variations, a Gulf Stream, violent weather.
I like the like another dimension kind of vibe. That's
Oh, that'd be cool.
Some are planning on Atlantis.
Atlantis. Yep. That would be great. Awesome. Flick. Yeah.
Or a parallel universe could be.
So many options. So many mysteries.
Wait, do you still have access to your parents still live in that haunted house?
They do, yeah. They still live there. And now my sister and her three kids live there. So, I don't know. Maybe it's, I don't know if there's been anything recent, but maybe it's just too loud for the ghosts now. They're like, you know what?
Maybe too many children.
we don't fit anymore. We had our rooms to ourselves and now they're in there. And So far, not recently, there's been any experiences. Mm-hmm. So.
Your ghosts are on retirement now.
It as like a spooky place that you would... that you would think of. We were talking about like horror movies and stuff. So what are your favorite spooky media, movies, shows, music, other than like Buffy?
Angel? No. Good question. I have a lot. I mean, I guess it's not spooky. I was going to say I love the Scream movies, but that's nothing to do with the supernatural. So he wears a ghost face mask.
Spooky enough. Yeah.
Spooky. Yeah.
Ghost face. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I mentioned The Conjuring. I mentioned Insidious. Those are two just like wonderfully terrifying movies.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to think. I don't know why I don't know what I like. This is weird. Hold on one second. I'm usually just listing stuff off.
Yeah. Tilda, you said you were scared of horror movies for the most part, or do you have some that you really like as well?
I have some that I like. Like, it depends on what the theme is, but one of my favorite ones that I saw actually when I was younger was called The Others with Nicole Kidman. And
that one's good.
Yeah. That one is a good movie. It was one of those, I don't even know how to explain it. It wasn't like I'm glad, first of all, that it wasn't necessarily jump scare, but I like the whole concept of like the spirits were living in the photographs and like, you know, because she could see and feel them, but not off the property sort of thing. So she thought they were real. I thought that was really cool. So I like interesting concepts like that. I've seen a few things, of course, with Melanie, because she made me watch certain things. And I've seen like Annabelle, I think, and a bunch of other ones. I find them interesting, but the porcelain doll, long-haired little kids just freak me out in horror movies.
Oh my god, yeah.
Totally.
But also anything Stephen King. I would, just because I like the books.
I like the original It a lot, like the one that was like the TV movie one with Tim Curry.
Yeah.
That one's so good. But I'm terrified of clowns. I'm terrified of clowns, yes.
I'm not a clown fan either. I get that.
It's my number one fear. Charmed, obviously. I can't believe I blanked on Charmed, the show. It's like a, not even a guilty pleasure. I fully just love the show. It's a good, I rewatch it all the time. It's fun and magical and cute outfits and sisterly that's love.
Good reason to watch any show is cute outfits. I feel like that's a good reason to watch Buffy a lot of the time, especially the first like few seasons. The outfits are so good.
I used to like buy similar outfits that she'd wear and like, dress like her. Yeah.
Yes.
That was intense.
Love it.
Do you have any other favorite like horror movies? Like what are some of the ones that you've forced Tilda to watch?
What are some of the ones that I forced you to watch?
We just watched one that wasn't as good. Which one was it? The more recent that came out. It was the, remember we watched it? We bought it.
Oh, the newest Conjuring. Yeah. The newest. I didn't like it. I don't like, there was just like a skinny witch and she wasn't scary. And like,
there's so many of those movies at this point. I feel like I've only seen like the original Conjuring one.
Yeah. Well, that's really all that's the best. And like the only one you really need to see, in my opinion.
But there's a whole like Conjuring verse that just
there is
come out of it.
And there's a lot of Insidious ones too, like a lot of Insidious ones. I'm trying to think.
There's also another one I've seen. Room 1408 was really good, but that was like a psychological horror, but it was very, very good.
I like that one
too.
It is, yeah. That's John Cusack, right?
Yeah. Yes, okay, I've seen that one. Yeah,
that one scared me.
That one's freaky. Yeah, that one's more like psychological. Do you prefer like psychological horror or like just ghosts or somewhere in the middle?
I like demons. I think demons are absolutely terrifying. I don't care about a guy with a knife in his hand. I don't care if it's real. I like the, like not real. I like the supernatural of like, wow, that is a crazy demon-faced son of a gun and he's terrifying.
Demon-faced demon.
Watch the Antler. I watched literally like 2 days ago. It was on like Netflix or something and it didn't scare me that much. But like, I mean, it was, if you like Wendigos and like things like that of like demons, that was good. But on my end, a psychological, like the Jordan Peele films, like Us had a show. I was in theater and fully was like, I've had a very few experiences where like, I wasn't scared in the moment necessarily watching it. No jump scares, nothing. But when I left, I was shook for a good 3 days after like Us, like Get Out, movies like that really.
Yeah.
Like, and he has a new one coming out, which is amazing too. But
it looks really good. Yeah.
It looks so good.
And you like the sort of Japanese horror as well. Like you were talking about The Ring and like The Grudge and things like that.
The Ring and The Grudge I don't like as much only because the little girl thing freaks me out at like the end of the hallway. Like that
very freaky.
And I work with kids, they're already terrifying. So like the last thing I need is like a really creepy kid. Like just no. And I've had situations where actually recently, I know this wasn't harmful, but one of my kids was drawing, like she was learning how to draw faces in preschool. So she was drawing, I have a picture of it somewhere of like circles, but the eyes were also just empty circles. And I was like, oh God, am I walking into a horror movie right now? Like I took a picture and I was like, guys, like something wrong with this kid. But yeah, things like that, because I find them, they do it really well. Like there's some Japanese horror movies, I forget the names now, that you have to sign a waiver before watching them. Just really crazy things like that, but less so demons I find entertaining, less terrifying, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the opposite. I remember watching the very first Paranormal Activity in theaters, and I remember that just spooked the crap out of me. I was literally just like grabbing my seat, like so scared. I'm like, this is so, and it was so like new and different in its time. It just really like threw you in there like with them, and that's a scary, the first one, the very first.
Yeah, have you seen the Blair Witch Project then?
Oh yeah, see that one. Also that one spooks me.
That one's spooky when you're like, the like found footage kind of thing is always kind of freaky.
It's like you're with them, it's like you're, mm-hmm.
you're in it.
Yeah,
it's real.
So scary.
Did we do all our questions? Was that it? Do we have any others?
I feel like we did all of our big ones. But not the big one.
We didn't do the big one, but do we want to is there any other ghostly things we want to discuss? Is there anything we didn't bring up that you guys want to talk about?
I got nothing.
I gave all my stories, I think.
You're not missing any stories?
I don't think so. Let me look at my notes. Did I skip any?
Any vampire Buffy related things that we missed?
Oh, I do want to say that if anybody likes Buffy the Vampire Slayer, or they're considering watching it, or they've watched it before, come on down to our podcast and have a listen. We have Instagram. Absolutely. We have a Facebook page. It's called The Chosen Two. It's a Buffy rewatch. I don't know if we can give you like a link and you can put in your thing if you want.
Yeah, it'll be in the description.
We'll link to your Instagram. We'll link to your, it'll be in there. Yeah. Don't you worry.
It's going real well. I think we've gotten a lot of really nice feedback about it, which is nice.
Yeah. That's always good.
Yeah. And yeah, obviously it's always a good time for a Buffy rewatch or a Buffy first watch if you've never watched it.
Yeah, we do have a lot of spoilers, but I mean, it's been 25 years. So I mean, if you don't know certain things, then like, can't help you. You know, you probably should know certain things. I've not watched shows before. And like, I know people that have died on shows and it's 25 years later.
Yeah.
We got to discuss.
Yeah, this is not a no spoiler zone, so get over it.
No, absolutely not.
Life is not a no spoiler zone. I don't know if you know that.
Watch Buffy. Come on, people.
I think like a month is like my give for like spoilers. I'm like, you know what? Like if you haven't watched it by then like, I don't know.
Yeah. A month is even generous. That's very generous.
Right?
Yeah.
In the age of the internet. Yeah. Nothing lasts even a month to not spoil.
Spoilers are everywhere, just like ghosts.
Just like ghosts.
That's
right.
Aww. That's how it goes. Awesome. Well, yeah, see, so I'll let you ask Buffy.
Nervous about this big question. Big question,
yeah. It's the one we ask every episode, as long as you remember to ask it. So
as long as we remember to ask asterisk. Okay, so guys, have you seen any ghosts lately?
Oh.
that's a big question. Surprise.
Big question. Surprise. Big meet up.
I was so nervous for that. I experience my raccoon constantly, but actually there's one thing that I didn't really say, because like, I don't know, it's more of a I'm like half asleep kind of thing, but a lot of the times I'll see like stuff floating, I don't know, in the air. I'll just like wake up and I'm like, what the freak is that? I'll just like stare, because I'm like, okay, like I don't want to like spook the spook. Like I just kind of like watch things floating, and then like I'll turn on the light, and then all like everything's normal, and I'm like, hey, like this is clearly just like me like half asleep, like delirious. So this happens like a lot, like something like near me, I don't know, like they'll pick up a piece of clothing and stuff, I don't know, or I'll see, I don't know, it's very weird. And I get like, I know, I get like weird like night terrors where I'll get up in the middle of the night and like I'll like unlock the door and like lock it, or like I'll be convinced someone's like in my apartment and like I'll see something, but then like I'll turn the light and be like, hey, like no, like you're just crazy. So but this happens like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 times a week. So
that's frequent.
That's really that's lately.
That's not like I saw that once in a while and you forget about it, and you know you're like, oh, it's probably just me being crazy. Like that's literally, and
it's only in this apartment, like it's only since I moved in this apartment. I didn't used to have like these weird like night terrors, and like only since moving here has this happened, so I don't know.
Might live in the stabbing apartment.
Wow. Just might, I don't know.
Just maybe.
Yeah, it's just a lot of anxiety. I don't know. It gets your blood pumping, that's for sure. Come on down to Mel's place.
You did mention that part earlier. You're like, yeah, that's all the ghostly activity I've had. And then it's like,
I know, and I was like, should I mention this? I don't know. I sound like a crazy person. Those are the best ones, though.
Every night.
Oh,
is the floating stuff like close to the ground? Can the raccoon just be taking your clothes or something?
It's not
close.
Like, no, higher up. No, it's higher up. I don't know.
Wow.
Or sometimes I'll see bugs when bugs aren't there. I don't. I'm getting into weird things right now, guys.
Nope.
But yeah, like I'll see like some bugs, and I'm like, oh my god, like what is that? I'll turn the light, and I'm like, where the fuck did it go? Like there was absolutely a bunch of like spiders or like I don't know.
Okay, so I'm never coming over again. I'm sorry.
You have slept in this apartment a lot. I know. Never seen any spiders.
I didn't know any of this.
They're ghost spiders. They're ghost.
That's not helping me at all.
Spiders.
They can't actually like bite you or like crawl on you.
It's not the biting, it's the existence. I can't deal with it.
It's all in my head, guys. It's fine.
She's fine. Yeah.
It's fine. Maybe.
It's all good. It's all good.
It just probably had a tumor.
How about you, Tilda? Have you seen any ghosts lately?
Does on TV count? Like,
sure.
Sure.
Well, that was a way easier one. Why didn't I do that?
Well, because yours was more interesting. There's floating clothes in your apartment. That's a whole different. This is anticlimactic on my end here because I've been rewatching. Well, like I watched only the first like two seasons of X-Files back in the day. So now I'm like, let me just watch the whole thing. And I realized I also haven't finished Supernatural like the last like two seasons. So I'm just rewatching all this stuff. So that's the bulk of my stuff is like seeing all the ghosts and Wendigos and spirits and stuff.
That's a safer way to experience ghosts.
That's the bulk of mine. Because like I said, had I actually seen things, I think I would have just told that story if I was like, yeah, just last week. But no, not on my end.
My bad.
You would think that Melanie comes out with.
Yeah, right?
Ship floating in my apartment.
The hottest take in the world.
This is going to encourage people to listen all the way to the very end. You should be like, there's a really fun story at the end. Like, listen all the way through.
You saved it. You're like the lead there.
I did it on purpose. Oh god.
Hey Carly.
Yes, Celia.
Have you seen any ghosts lately?
Have I seen any ghosts lately? I have not. I have not. No, unfortunately. I have not. Cecilia. I have a question for you. I don't think you've heard it before. I'm curious. Okay. Have you seen ghosts lately?
Also, no, I don't think so. I don't have any like little bugs that disappear when I turn on the light.
Yeah, my clothes don't float unless I'm hovering them with my arms, you know?
Yes.
You guys live a boring life. I don't know.
Apparently.
Yeah.
You guys feel safe in your homes. Like, that's just, I don't know.
Melanie, I'm gonna like check in on you every time we work together and be like, hey, have you seen any ghosts? Like, got any updates on your haunted apartment?
I'm gonna have stories for you for sure.
Absolutely. I'll come back on the podcast with Melanie updates if she tells you anything.
So last night at 3:35.
I like to write it all down and we all have the Melanie report.
Hey, I love that. Constant guest, recurring guest.
Yes, recurring guest. We gotta let the people know what's going on in your apartment, apparently.
God. I should have, theme music.
You should. Yeah, we were hoping, I moved into this apartment at the beginning of the year, so we were hoping that I would have some haunted, spooky experiences here, but so far, nothing. Unfortunately, I don't live in a haunted apartment.
You guys should get some ghost equipment and, like, really go all out with this.
Yeah. Can we? Let's plan a ghost... We're gonna do a ghost hunting investigation.
Do a sleepover at Melanie's. Maybe you guys will see.
Yeah. That can be a special episode. A special ghost hunting episode.
I'd listen.
Absolutely. Do you have anything else to talk about, to let the people know about, other than the Chosen Two?
Yeah.
Not really. I've gave you all my crates. I'm officially real for real this time, guys. Those are my stories. So
you're not really hiding anything until the end. You don't have like a demon living in your closet or something.
No, thankfully I've never experienced anything like demon like. That would just, I don't know.
Yeah, that would be fucked up.
Oh, less than a minute.
Tilda, are you hiding any secrets from us?
No.
No secret ghosts.
Not that I know of, unless I'm sort of like a sleeper agent that's hiding a lot of things. But no, I got nothing. But you know, if I ever experience the paranormal going forward because some ghost listened to this podcast recording and was like, you know what, I should haunt her. Yeah. I'll let you guys know.
Please do.
Please do. Well, thanks so much for joining us, y'all.
Yes.
It's been a true treat.
Thanks for having us. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this was so much fun. I love it.
Mm-hmm. And we'll make sure to update the people with any of your ghostly updates. And everybody go listen to their podcast because it's
Hell
fun. Yeah. And watch Buffy.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
Oh, yeah. Woo.
Yay!
Do, 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 do. That's the theme song for Buffy.
But if I hit leave meeting and I was like, fuck you guys.
Oh my god, that'd be so rude.
Out!
Just fire, we'd fire you.